yeah. And in this episode, that's exactly what we're breaking down. Our home here in McKinney, Texas. We're giving you all the details.
So many of you wanted some more insight. You wanted us to get specific about what it's like living here and all the details about why we love McKinney. So that's what we do today. We break down our town.
Yes, we hope you love your town just as much as we love ours, but we wanted to give you a little peek into why we love our McKinney, Texas so much.
It is a little bit magical. So anyway, listen up to today's episode and you can hear all about it.
Hey everyone, I'm Erica.
And I'm Shay.
And we're two bestie moms breaking down topics each week here on our podcast.
We cover everything from pop culture to travel, motherhood, organization, fitness, fashion, food, and so much more.
We're two best friends just chatting about life, and we're so excited you're here.
Hey Shay.
Hey Erica.
How's it going?
Girlfriend. It is crazy.
I know. It really is. I don't know. We're in that weird, what do you call it? Because spring hasn't really hit yet. So I'm not sure why we feel like, whoa, we need a second.
Listen, people in the travel industry told me before I started, and every year it's reaffirmed, but between January and March is just the craziest, busiest time, which is amazing. But I feel like every year I kind of, it's like childbirth, right? By like October, I forget. I'm like, I know it's busy January to March, but yeah. I don't, you know, it's busy all year, but it's like extremely busy. But I kind of like forget. We were together last night laughing at each other, just like we're barely dressed. Our hair's so dirty. I literally put my entire slow cooker in the refrigerator.
Wait, say that again. Because yes. I, you know, like Shay, I can be a mess, right? But Shay typically like has everything together. And so when she said, I put my entire slow cooker, like even the electrical part into the refrigerator, I could not stop laughing.
That's where I was. I don't even like leftovers. We've talked about that. I don't enjoy a leftover. I never enjoyed a leftover. But when my family was finished with their dinner the night before, I was like, we're doing it again tomorrow. So I just have the whole slow cooker in my refrigerator, shut the door. And then what did I tell you I did? I pulled it out.
And she pulled it out and she plugged it in and she turned it on to heat up. How was it the second night?
Fine. I put a lot of that. I love that truffle sauce, that spicy truffle sauce.
Spicy, yes. Yeah.
Listen, it's just like right now, look at the two of us. We are dirty. Both of us are in workout clothes. We both look, no offense, but we both look a mess and we're dirty.
I know. This morning when I was getting ready, I mean, every day for the last like 3 days, I've thought, okay, I'm going to wash my hair today.
Yeah.
And then I end up spraying more dry shampoo. And I looked in the mirror and thought like, when is going to be the day that I actually wash my hair?
I don't know. Maybe for church. I don't know. It's like not anytime soon.
Maybe.
I am telling you also just sweet podcast listeners, we are on borrowed time. So Erica and I, our fancy podcast studio, it's so fancy over here. Our fancy studio, the device that records, like the most important piece of this puzzle is plugs into the wall. And somehow, probably because we share this podcast studio is on my kid's craft table, somehow the cord got damaged, probably because my kids were trying to like, you know, have a childhood and craft. So we stole batteries out of two different remote controls in my house and we're running off battery.
Yeah. So if we abruptly stop or sound weird, we'll have to like record it later with new batteries. And probably the moral to the story is kids, no more having fun in this room.
Yeah. No more having fun. And Andrew needs to add AA batteries to his grocery list.
Yeah. That's what I said. Tell Andrew tomorrow when he goes to that grocery store, we need batteries.
We need batteries because I've borrowed them now from two different TV remotes. So anyway, that's where we are. Today I'm excited about every episode, but I think this is going to be fun. Erica, what are we breaking down?
Yes. Okay. So today we're breaking down McKinney.
Ooh.
Yes. So if you're unaware, McKinney is where Shay and I live. And we're going to tell you all about it. We'll just keep talking about it until the batteries run out.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Before we get to our beloved McKinney, Texas, Erica, I have a would you rather game.
Okay. Is this about like living or places or it's like super random?
It is super random.
Okay. I'm ready.
Because it is like a super random time of the year. So it's super random.
And my house looks super random right now too.
And okay. The clothes we have on are super random. All right.
I actually think you're judging me a little bit more because mine don't match.
Yours match as well as mine do. I just get points because I wore a lot of black.
I've got like a tie-dye pant on with like an orange it's top working. And a green shirt. Okay, she I'm also, ready.
Wait, she also came over today to the lovely podcast studio with one of Andrew's pet peeves. What did you do? As soon as you walked in, I was like, oh, Andrew, we're
here. A coffee cup. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Andrew doesn't like when people like travel with a regular kitchen mug.
No. If you have like a to-go coffee mug with yes. like a lid, he's totally fine with that. But you just straight out like poured your coffee into a mug and drove it over.
I think we should do a poll on this today.
Yes.
Because I think like those Swig travel mugs, yes. I think they're so cute and I have some or like Yetis. But I much prefer to drink it out of this. What's this? Like
ceramic?
Yeah. I was about to say porcelain. Yeah. Ceramic versus like the metal.
Okay, but why would that not work for me? Come on. You know, it wouldn't work for Tab either. Why would that not?
Because it wouldn't be hot enough.
Yes. Because I do enjoy drinking out. I completely agree with you. But I feel like by the time I got in my car, it would be cold.
Yeah. No, it's perfectly delightful. It's your perfect temperature. Yeah. Yes. Also, maybe I should take a picture of this so you guys understand
Here,
when
I'll
you're,
take a picture right
you're
now.
Listening. Oh, Listen, good.
I'll take a photo. Smile. Oh, that's great. And it showcases what you have on
oh,
today.
Oh, good. Not my pants, though, which is so sad. Okay, this cup right here. Did you see it?
It looks like bullseyes.
Yeah, please describe it, too.
Okay, so it's a black ceramic mug. It looks like it's been painted black, maybe by hand. And then it has three different, I would say like dartboards or bullseyes have been painted on there.
She's describing it perfectly.
Okay.
But I want you to know that when Erica and Tab registered, this was the china we registered for.
Shut up. I thought like Bowen made it at like a birthday party. You know.
Shay, yes.
Oh, wait, we're taking another picture. Hold on. Hold that.
Wait, which side is the best? This one. The
best. Oh my, no, I legit thought you were going to say, because we have speaking of McKinney, we have a pottery place on our square.
Oh, that would have been cool if I was holding it.
And my kids, even like Smith has gone to parties there where they've like made a mug.
No, I should show you a picture of my kids that have made a mug. But no, because here's okay, the thing, 22-year-old Erica that's about to get married, she needed guidance.
Okay, we're now, episode is no longer breaking down McKinney. We're breaking down the mug. Okay, first of all, let's start with, is it black or dark
brown?
It's brown.
It's brown. And I feel like, you know, when we got married in 2005, like the color scheme was very like brown, red, that kind of thing. Yes.
Okay, so what, but, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
But why
five.
Am I carrying no, it in my no. car as a travel mug?
No, okay, I've okay. There. 6, 7, 7. There's 7 different colors on there.
Yellow,
so
orange,
what
green.
What scheme were you going for?
Oh, Shay, good question.
Because you said that.
You know what? In my kitchen, granted, again, 22-year-old Erica needed some guidance. Who am I kidding? I mean, I still need some guidance. Hello, Sherry. There she is. But I think my dishes were like red and green. Like red dishes. Okay. I think there were some green bowls.
And so this
bowls.
Mug tied all of that together.
Yeah.
And
but this is what I thought I was going to hand down to my children. Since then, I've decided that was a terrible decision. And now I use it for travel mugs.
I have so many questions still.
The next time you come over, we're going to eat on this.
Okay. I have so many questions still. One, where does one register for that mug? That's a question I have.
Like a very little boutique-y store in Tab's hometown.
Tab's hometown. Okay. Population.
Small. It was like a small Arkansas town.
Okay.
I don't know what the population is.
Small.
But you know, like a boutique uh-huh. where like when you register for something, each couple has like a cute little table in the back.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And we had, I mean, they weren't cheap. That is the sad part.
Shocking part is what I was going to say.
I don't know how you pronounce it. Vietri?
I wasn't going to throw the brand under the bus, but it's...
I'm just saying, maybe somebody out there is like, I know what she's talking about. But just know, I didn't register as like an everyday thing. This was like, this is what I'm going to pass down to my kids.
Okay, my next question is, you've been married 16 and a half, almost 17 years.
Yes.
We're holding on, and you've moved, what, 5 times in that at least, right? We're holding on to it because...
Now they're travel mugs. No, because every time I think like those were like, they weren't cheap plates or dishes that people bought. So like I should keep taking them. But now the way you're looking at me, I realize I should get rid of them.
Yeah. Wait, yesterday we had a conversation on whether Erica should maybe get glass front kitchen cabinets. And
this is why.
100%.
Now it's all coming back. Shay's
mom,
like,
mom, if you're listening, mom, if you're listening, nope. No glass fronts. No glass fronts.
Sherry, the next time she's over, I'm going to be like, let me show you these dishes.
I have terrible looking dishes too, but I don't have any brown ones.
22-year-old Erica looked at like all the nice white dishes and we're like, well, those are just plain. Now, if you asked me, I would be like, go with the white, get them plain. But this is what it'll do.
Oh my gosh. We don't even need it. This is episode's over now.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Good. The batteries are probably about to run out. Oh my gosh. Okay.
No, I mean, when you got married, I mean, granted your mom, this is what she does.
Yeah.
But if you could go back, would you have registered for the same things or like some of your decisions you would be like,
my, China that I registered for is downstairs. We'll take a peek at that here in a second. Mine's white.
Of course it is.
With like a gold, like it's trimmed and like gold, but it's like white.
Well.
But to be fair, I had more options in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to register.
True, true.
I had more options. I
mean, granted, I'm certain this store had very cute, nice white dishes. Mm-hmm. It was a me thing and not a them thing. Listen, let me just say, the store was darling and they had a lot of cute things. This was all me.
I also wonder why the bullseye doesn't go to the top of the lid.
I don't know.
There's a band of design. Not bullseye. It is a design choice. It was a choice.
It's probably more artsy that way. You wouldn't understand. Okay.
I almost snorted.
We should get back on the subject.
Hey, listen, here's our would you rather. Will not be nearly as entertaining as Erica's mug. Okay. I can assure you.
I'm ready.
Okay, Erica, would you rather constantly have to sneeze, but it never comes out, or have the hiccups that last for 4 hours every single day?
I'd rather sneeze. Hiccups make me angry. Mm-mm. I would never choose the hiccups.
I would choose the hiccups over constantly having to sneeze.
No.
Okay. Well, those 4 hours,
they would be terrible.
Don't be around me those 4 hours. You'll be just angry with me. Would you rather have to use your weak hand to eat or to write?
Eat.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yes. Would you rather go back in time 1 year to talk to your past self or go into the future 1 year to talk to your future self?
I think we all know I should go back and tell myself, choose the other option. No, I'm kidding. I guess I would go to the future because the past is over.
I know. I could go both ways. Part of me would like to go back to the past self and just tell her it's going to be fine. Like, relax, enjoy this. Part of me is like, current Shay wants to know what's coming up.
So yeah, so I can relax right now.
Either way, Shay needs to relax.
Yeah.
Past, future, present. Would you rather have to shave all of the hair on your body or lose all of your teeth? I don't want to lose my teeth. Erica is obsessed with teeth. We'll break down teeth later.
We could
later.
Get veneers. I would shave all the hair on my body. And then we could get... I could lose my teeth and get veneers.
That surprises me because you're very into teeth. I want to keep my teeth.
Okay. I'm going to have the veneers.
Okay. We're not agreeing on this.
That's okay.
Okay. Oh, this one's going to be hard for you. Would you rather have to eat wet cat food or dog treats after each meal? I'd rather eat the dog treats.
Me too. Wet.
Let's see. Would you rather never know what you look like or what anybody in your family looks like?
Me.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know what
I'd
people
rather
look like.
See them.
Would you rather have to drink all of your beverages from a huge bucket or a baby bottle?
Bottle.
I think so. Boy.
The other one would be so impossible.
But you know how that nipple gets slow?
Especially, you know those like baby shower games where you're like trying to suck the orange juice down and it's taking forever?
Okay. Okay, so this would be like a growing up, like middle school. Let's call this middle school.
Oh my, okay.
In middle school, would you rather wear the same clothes to school every day or have your parents pick out your clothes every day?
Parents.
Me too, for sure. Yeah. Would you rather have really short, stubby legs or really, really long arms? So you're going to be disproportioned either with your legs or your arms. So,
I guess my arms.
I think me too. Because I think my stride needs to be longer. Right? You can go farther, faster.
Yeah.
Drive my car.
However, our handstands might be trickier to perfect the handstand.
How's that front roll coming? Probably better than tennis. Who has time for tennis? I told you we didn't have time for tennis. We should do tennis in October. That's when we have some more time.
Okay.
Would you rather sit or stand for the rest of your life if you could only choose one?
Good grief. Like, how do you sleep? Just mean when I'm waking?
Well, it just says the rest of your life. I'm sitting. I'm just going to let you know that.
Yeah. I would sit.
Okay. This one's funny. I don't know why I'm laughing. Would you rather have to fight 100 pigeon-sized zebras or one zebra-sized pigeon?
The pigeon.
You would rather fight the one zebra-sized pigeon?
Or the pigeon-sized zebras, 100 of them? Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be little tiny zebras, though.
I mean, they'd be little, but 100 would be a lot.
I'd just start kicking and flailing about.
I don't know. I mean, the truth is I'd run or climb up in a tree or I would do something where they couldn't get to me.
Hey, I'm going to finish with this one because you have one of these. One of these you have is in real life. Okay.
Oh, no. Okay.
Would you rather see colors that no one else sees or smell smells no one else can smell?
Okay. Shay, I have a very good sense of smell.
It's freakish.
So I'm going to go with that one because it's never let me down in the past.
Like we can walk into like a building and she can be like, and I'm going to make something up, but she could be like, somebody threw up. Okay. Like in a building with people. And we're like, what? And then we could go to like the fourth floor and back in the bathroom, some girl's throwing up.
It's true.
It's freakish, her sense of smell. It really
I'm basically
is.
Like those like drug dogs. Right? That's me.
Oh my gosh. That's so
funny. Wait, what would you choose?
So true.
Colors?
I think because of my sensitive stomach, I don't need to be
no.
I don't need to be overly smelling.
I can
anything.
Tell you how things smell. I do that already.
I know you do. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, that's the end of that. Now we're going to break down something not quite as funny, but just a little peek into McKinney.
Yeah.
Yes. Where we live. Okay. So okay. Erica, start. How long have you lived here? Tell me about your first thoughts on McKinney. Tell me about McKinney.
Okay. So should we tell them like all the details about where McKinney is first?
I was going to get to that, but yes, okay, absolutely
I'll go with
can.
Where. Okay, so almost 16 years ago, Tab and I moved to McKinney from like another suburb in Dallas. We'd lived there for about 9 months and we'd saved up for a house and we were really looking all over the Metroplex for like, where's the spot we're going to like settle down and buy a house and all of that. And so we looked and looked and looked and looked and we found this neighborhood in McKinney that we really liked. And at the time, you had to take like this tiny two-lane road to get there. I don't think it was dirt, but like it was like almost still gravel. Just to get to this neighborhood. And I mean, now it's like in the middle of everything and there's way tons of stuff that's like more north. But at the time, that's kind of how it was. So it was like very newly built type of neighborhood. And so anyway, we settled on that and that's kind of what got us here. Just compared to all the other suburbs, we liked it.
Okay. You were right. I was wrong. Let's go back to where McKinney is. Because how far away was it from, can we say the other city?
Yeah.
You were in Arlington, right?
We were in Arlington, yeah. And
which is where I was born. So how far away was McKinney from Arlington?
I mean, I don't know. You'll probably know the answer better than that. Like 55 minutes, almost an hour.
Yeah. If you're not familiar with the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so like Dallas is slightly bigger city and it's to the east of Fort Worth. So Fort Worth is in the west. Dallas is in the east. That DFW airport would be like in the middle. And all together, we call it the Metroplex. The Metroplex is big and it's like continuing to like grow and get bigger and move out from in. So you were in Arlington, which is in Tarrant County, which is by Fort Worth. It's closer to Fort Worth, so it's west. So I would say back then it was like at least an hour because infrastructure has changed so much.
I mean, really the only reason we ever drove from Arlington here was like looking at houses, right? Like we looked in all different areas.
And so McKinney would be north of Dallas, so not close to Fort Worth. No. It would be located, it's north of Dallas. It's not very many miles north of Dallas. With traffic, it can take you, you know, 30 minutes to get to Dallas.
I think an hour and a half, depending on 32 miles, right?
Yeah, so not far from Dallas. So it's like Dr. Pam is what it is. It's like Dallas, Richardson, Plano, Allen, McKinney. And then from there, like the cities go up more north towards the Oklahoma border. So,
yes. McKinney's the county seat of our county.
Yeah.
So out of the counties in Collin County, it's the county seat. So we have like the cute little courthouse downtown.
It's an old town. So it would be more on the Dallas side. So when you guys were in Arlington, what was making you, why not stay in Arlington?
I mean, Arlington felt very like city. I mean, I'm sure there are suburbs that are neighborhoods where you feel a little bit more like you're not so much in the city, but it just felt a lot like you were in the middle of everything. Probably because there are plenty of people that live in Dallas and drive to Fort Worth for work or the other. So that was kind of our main thing. We wanted to like get out a little bit and not feel like we were completely in the middle of the city.
Arlington is a big city. It has like four major freeways. It's like, now the home of the Dallas Cowboys. It used to not be.
Yeah.
Home of the Texas Rangers. But then it also has the big Six Flags. Hurricane Harbor has the big, it is a big big town. Probably, I'm going to guess here, I don't know, the third or fourth most populated city, like Dallas, Fort Worth. It might be Arlington. I mean, it's a big city.
Well, and we lived really close to the ballpark in an apartment. So we were like right there off the interstate. We didn't even know about any type of like neighborhoods there. Cause that just wasn't what we were doing.
So you looked at some other towns.
Yeah.
And then you saw this town way up in, at the time, the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
McKinney. And, what drew you to McKinney?
I think the house, like the price of the house, it was cute and we could get a lot at the time for the price. And we were like, I think this is it. We like the neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think I have it here. I had Andrew guess and Andrew guessed, you know, Andrew. So about what the population was, cause the population was like probably under 100,000 when you moved
in 2006, probably. Yeah.
It was, I think it was like, I looked it up. This is not 100% positive, but it was like 85,000. So it was like under 100 and we are almost right now at 200,000. So it's more than doubled since we've lived here.
Okay. And when did you move? Tell us
that. Same year. So Andrew and I got married in 2004 and then we lived in Detroit for one full year. And then we moved back in 2005 and we lived in Irving for almost one full year, which Irving is where I was born in Arlington. And then Irving is the next, it's the city right next to it. It's very urban. It's right next to Dallas. And that's where I grew up. And so I always lived there. When I graduated high school, my parents moved to a suburb called Southlake. So my parents no longer live. They haven't for over 20 years. They haven't lived in Irving, but I was really familiar with just like that city-ish area, you know, Dallas, Irving, Arlington.
Like, I wish we would have been friends then because I was like map questing things in Arlington and like printing them out at the library.
Perspective, my grandparents to this day all live in Arlington. All my aunts and uncles live in Arlington. Both of my cousins live in Arlington. Like my brother graduated from a high school in Arlington. Like my whole world is right there in that little area. And, you know, we have like public transportation and big freeways cut through Irving and Arlington and DFW Airport is actually in Irving. So it's like very populated, very busy. So growing up, I knew of McKinney because it was this really charming, cute little town about an hour away because infrastructure is very different now than when it was
very
then.
Different.
Even from when we moved here, even from when Kensington and Abby Lee were born, infrastructure is very different. But at the time it would take you because you had to go a long way to get to McKinney, but we would go at least once, if not twice a year. And then after Andrew and I started dating, we took his parents there. His parents loved it. And so then every single time they visited, we would take his parents. We would go at Christmas with my parents. Like I grew up going to McKinney all the time, but.
I have a question. Did you think it was like the country? It was like so far out there.
Okay. So I have several. Yes. So I, my dad's a State Farm agent. There's another State Farm agent that was like in McKinney, and I knew he lived in McKinney. It seemed like the country. It seemed like, how do you live so far from the airport? I mean, literally you can see the airport from where my house, where I grew up. It just seems so far.
When we moved, like the two little lane roads that were there, I can only imagine what they looked like when you were growing up, you know?
So far. So up 75, I've reminisced about this quite a bit lately. So 75 is a big freeway, a really big freeway, in the Dallas area. And the exit is Louisiana/Virginia. So when you take this exit, when you go east, it's the same street's called Louisiana. If you happen to go west, the same street's called Virginia. So this street, we would always exit and we would go east to the square, and the square's like, you know, maybe right at a mile off of.
Yeah.
And that's all we would do. We would go to the pantry, we would eat pie, we would shop. It was so charming and so cute. And the historic homes were down there and everything's old. It was so cute. But now when I look back, it's funny because my entire life is if you go west down Virginia, like my husband's business, every home I've ever owned, my kids' schools, all of my friends lived down. Like, it's just funny when I think back at like God, because like a million times I exited it and I went east and I had no idea, like my entire life was about to be west. Like, I had no idea how, I never went west.
You didn't even know it was back there.
I had no idea. So Andrew and I, he was going to plant his State Farm agency and we were looking for towns. And he had an appointment to meet with somebody about something else off of Virginia, that same street. But he went by himself on a Sunday afternoon and he came back and he said, we're going to move to McKinney. And I was like, no, like that's like Oklahoma. It felt so far for me as like an urban person. Who had lived
in the middle of like,
Like, no way am I going to, it's like the country. And I mean, we are less than an hour from Oklahoma here in McKinney. Like, it just felt so far. And it was one of the few times in our marriage where he was like, I just feel so convicted. We're doing this. And I had peace that I needed to like get along with it. But I did not. I fought. I did not want to live in because it just felt so far.
And look at you now.
And look at me now.
Every once in a while, Andrew knows what he's talking
occasionally.
About.
Occasionally. So we've been here 16 years. And same thing. We found a realtor. Again, at this time, I still worked in Irving. And I was taking 75. In traffic, like there was 121 was not cut
through.
Took
you forever to get to Irving.
An hour and a half each way. It's again, that just added to my, it feels far. I did not have a great attitude when I moved here, but now I can literally cannot imagine living anywhere else.
Aww,
right? But we moved here about the same year. Was that 2006?
Yeah.
We right in there.
I think we moved into our house in like April or May of 2006.
And we moved in February. So like right there.
Yes.
Our worlds collided. And so we just said the population has more than doubled. Right?
Yeah, which is crazy.
Things have changed. Erica, do you want to read some of our McKinney facts that we have?
Yes. Okay. So McKinney is a city in the county seat of Collin County, Texas. It's the second largest city after Plano in Collin County. It's a suburb of the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. And McKinney is about 32 miles north of Dallas. The U.S. Census Bureau listed McKinney as the nation's fastest growing city from 2000 to 2003 and again in 2006 among cities with more than 50,000 people. In 2007, it was ranked second fastest growing among cities with more than 100,000 people, and in 2008 is third fastest. In the 2010 census, the population was 131,117, making it Texas's 19th most populous city. That was crazy to me because I feel like, I mean, McKinney's big, but I don't know. Like, if you're naming all the cities in Texas, I feel like we should be lower than that.
I know.
Right? I mean, there are a lot of cities in the metroplex where I would be like, you know, they have more, but maybe they don't.
Well, I think we'll talk about it here in a minute, but it's one of the like magical parts about McKinney is it feels so small.
It does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's really like you read those numbers. It's big. It's a nice size.
Yeah. In 2019, it was estimated to be 199,177 as the population, which made it Texas's 16th most populous city. In 2020, it was 195,308. And then in May of 2017, McKinney was the third fastest growing city in the United States.
Okay. So let's pause there for a second. Wait, read that sentence again, because that like blows my mind.
In May of 2017, McKinney was the third fastest growing city in the U.S.
Isn't that like crazy?
I mean, it's not shocking though, when you see how much the infrastructure has grown and all the houses that have been built. I mean,
It is, it's not shocking, and but at the same time, I feel like things have become more convenient. Right now, there's a Trader Joe's. Like, there's like,
oh, yeah.
But it doesn't seem like traffic, right?
No, I mean, I guess they've done a good job with like where the houses are.
City planning has done a really good job. Okay, and then this is my favorite line, and we still hang our hats on this 8 years later.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
In 2014, Money Magazine rated McKinney the best place to live in America.
Yes, and I'm telling you, we had banners up on our town square.
They might still be up.
They might still be up. We've thrown that fact out like you wouldn't believe here in McKinney. We are very proud. They named us the best city to live in America. But I agree. I think so too. It's really kind of like magical sometimes because, and it's all, I don't know who our city planners were in the beginning, but they did do a very good job because, you know, we don't have billboards. That's like, they're outlawed. Billboards are outlawed in McKinney. So you don't.
Billboards?
Yeah. And see, growing up in Irving, like there were billboards on like basically residential streets. Yeah, there's no billboards.
Aren't there some on 75 going up?
Right there. There's like the only a few. Spot? Yeah. But if you drive down Virginia and El Dorado, if you go to Arlington.
True.
And you drive down Collins or any of those streets, like, yeah, no, there are no billboards within like the city.
Who knew
how they public transport? There's no public transportation, which Irving people would say that's what like was the demise of Irving was bringing in public transportation because it just changes the entire energy of your whole town. So there's, the public transportation has been like at a minimum.
Yeah.
Just like you said, the roads
are probably the biggest thing, but they've done a really great job as the city has grown.
Yeah. Our city is very anti bringing in chains. So we have some chain stores and restaurants, but just like we do have a Bath and Body Works, but you will not find a Gap or an Old Navy or most chain restaurants are not here. We have a few right on the highway, but inside our city, you're not going to find a Chili's like in the heart of our city. You're not going to find chain places. They want it to be, I mean, we don't have a dry bar. I mean, like some things that like most cities our size have, McKinney does not allow these things inside our city limits. You know, we
got Sometimes I'm super happy about it. And other times I'm a little bit like, come on, I think we could let that one go.
I know, because we don't have a mall. We don't.
That's a little bit unfortunate. Yeah. But I mean, we have one in the neighboring town. Yes. So it's still pretty convenient.
Yeah. But you know, we just got a Hobby Lobby. What was that? Like 4 years recently. Ago, 3 years ago. That was huge. And it took a while. We just got a Costco. Like we have a few, they're like slowly, but for a city our size.
Yeah, you're right. We have Costco. Now we have what? Like, two Targets, three Walmarts.
I just saw we have
four.
Four. But we just got a new Chick-fil-A. Listen, the hottest business in town was when they brought a Chick-fil-A to the center of town. We used to have two Chick-fil-A's on either on the
Have you outskirts. Been to the new one?
I just drive past it. The line's always a million miles long.
No, it's incredible. Oh, they're super fast. It takes no time at all.
Okay, yes. It's kind of.
So I've been several times.
You have to the new one?
Like on Lake Forest?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
No, I'm telling They're you, so like, good. This is like a big deal for us, which in most towns, like fast food joints are a dime a dozen. But here, they're so picky about letting us put that stuff out.
It's a really good one.
I drove past it just yesterday and I thought, I mean, the line always looks long at Chick-fil-A.
You drove past it and I was in the drive-thru getting my kids dinner.
Madeley legit said, and it was, we were going to Hobby Lobby. It was like, I don't know what time it was, like 4. And she goes, I could really use some Chick-fil-A. I'm like, well, I mean, I could
Madeley was in the wrong car.
You know, we have a big hospital now.
Yes.
But that's newish.
How many? So that makes like our second hospital or third maybe. There's kind of that small one.
Yeah. I mean, like real
well,
like an real. Ambulance will take you to real hospital.
Yeah.
So all like, we don't have a pediatric hospital here, you know, like it's So anyway, they've done a good job because you remember when Andrew built his office, it was like.
The only thing there?
Farmland. I mean, they're still farmland. In fact, around the corner from where we both live on one of the busiest streets, there are cows. Right? Do you know which? I don't want to say the intersection.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yes. But yeah.
There are like cows.
In the middle.
So there's still all this undeveloped land. Two.
Yeah.
In the middle of the, what did you say? Third fastest growing city in the United States.
Yeah.
They're doing a very good job. So anyway, I mean, if you want to hear a McKinney person gush that Money Magazine rating us number one, that we still love to talk about that. How are some things like changed? How are they the same? Like anything like, and besides just like adding new businesses, I feel like negatively, I don't feel like it feels more crowded.
I know. I don't think anything is negative that I would say. I have to park a little bit further out at places because there are more people. I mean, there's nothing that's negative, really. Everything that's been added has been like a convenience.
Yeah.
And again, I guess they're doing an amazing job with the streets and all the infrastructure, because I haven't noticed really, I mean, granted, in the, you know, from 5 to 7 o'clock or, you know, right around like dinner time when people are getting off work, it does take me longer to get like across town because of lights, but it's nothing like, oh my gosh, it took 45 minutes. I mean, it's not a big deal.
You know how
I'm spoiled.
Yes, I'm spoiled. Basically, if I can't walk to your establishment, I have a hard time going. Even like Trader Joe's probably takes me 6 minutes to get to Trader Joe's.
No, longer. Surely it takes longer.
Well, I'm going after this. I'm going to time myself.
Please do, because in my head, it takes me like 18 minutes to get
there. I'm going
to
time it. We'll talk about it on the next episode because I'm going right after this. But it's not far.
It feels like it.
Because you and I don't like to leave this little area. I'm worse than you. You know I am. I'm really bad. Like, I look for my children's doctors only within, like, I'm like, my kid's dentist has to be within, like, a walking distance. Yes. Like, I very much like everything. Because it's so cute and nice, and I just like my little area.
Well, it also just makes it so convenient. Yeah. Time it. Let us know how long Trader Joe's takes.
McKinney also does a really good job, because this, I think, like, globally, a lot of towns do this well, where you can walk or ride your bike, okay, to places. I think globally, a lot of places do that well. I think in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we do not do that well. And I think we build up buildings so quickly, like, it's not safe. It's too much traffic. Like, you can't walk or ride bikes places. But in McKinney, they've done a good job because you can. There's like literal golf cart paths cut all through our town.
Yes.
You want a golf cart or ride your bike, or it's just very convenient, way more than you could pretty much name any other town in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to actually walk or be outside to get from A to B.
I would also say that I'm not going to say names, but I would say there's like a huge master plan community here that's big.
People are Googling it. We might as well say the name.
But we can say that, yeah. Right? Like, so Stonebridge Ranch is this big master plan community. And I think who started that, but they did a fabulous job of making all that happen. And I don't know, there are so many different neighborhoods that all feed into that community. They just really had some forethoughts when they were planning that.
This might be different now. But at one point, it was like the largest master plan community in the state of Texas.
I remember that. Yeah. It has like a lagoon pool, yep. Another pool. I mean, there are lots of like perks.
Multiple golf courses, tennis courts, restaurants, schools, and then
parks,
and then homes that range from, I don't know,
Back in 2006 when we were looking, it was very different. Yeah. But like
homes that probably range like from 200,000
now, or maybe it's 200
to multi-million dollar homes, like 30,000 square feet homes. And then you also have a 1400 square foot home in the same master community. So,
which makes it cool.
It
That's
does
great,
make it cool. And then, everything's just kind of tied in there. And, I think too, aesthetically, because it's one big, huge master plan community, from the grocery store to the gas station to the houses, they aesthetically all like look
all
like
has
one
a
community.
Theme. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so let's talk about like some specifics about McKinney. And I made a list. Please
like
feel free to
schools?
Add.
Like schools? Like, you want to start
like
there?
The schools.
Yeah, I mean, I think McKinney is, I think there are a lot of great schools here in Texas, but I think McKinney is one of the highest on the list. Like they're known for having great schools from elementary through high school. I mean, since we've been here, they've opened a couple new schools, and I think just the reputation that the schools have is really good.
We have 3 public high schools, 5 middle schools, and then I don't know what, 17 elementary schools, a lot of elementary schools. And then we have 1 big private school, and then a couple of other like different charter schools and smaller schools. But so a variety. If you want your kid to do a hybrid schooling, there's that. If you want your kid to go to private, there's that. If you want a great public school system, there's that. I mean, like a variety. There's a Montessori school here. So
yeah, lots of options.
Spanish preschool that teaches your kids only in Spanish. Like there's like a lot of varieties for educating your family.
Yes.
And I think 3 is a good number because, you know, in Texas, everybody's trying to get an edge, right? And so some districts, like Frisco, they have like 10 high schools trying to get like the edge of being like competitive in sports, but it kind of waters down some things. And then the next neighboring town, Allen, should have like 10, and they have one high school with like 45 huge. Million people.
Yeah.
So I think McKinney's good because it has three. It kind of is like the
happy
best.
Medium. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. What about like parks? Recreate, like, you know.
I love the parks here in McKinney. Too. It takes me back to when our kids were little. Yes. We used to go to the park like almost every day.
Like every day. And we would kind of go to the same couple parks, but really there are too many parks to count. Parks are everywhere. Yeah.
And now that new one that's, you know, the new park that's like connected to that big dog park.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, we could have lived there if that would have been here when our kids were little. Yeah.
Yes.
No, tons of parks. I mean, lots, probably because of the master plan community. There are many, many parks that are just located like within a little pocket of a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like they're everywhere.
Yes. And how many neighborhoods, speaking of that? Okay. So like Stonebridge Ranch would be your huge giant master community. And then within it are like subdivisions, right?
Tons.
Tons. But almost, Erica's like, don't say which one I live in.
No, I didn't know. I thought you were going to ask me how many. And I'm like, I have no idea if you're making me guess that.
But how many of them have a park within and or a swimming pool for that neighborhood within? Like, you don't even have to have a pool in your yard because so many of these like communities, like the one you and Tab originally lived in, had it.
Yeah, we had two pools there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Stonebridge Ranch, our big community, we have two pools within it. Like, so you get all these perks for just living in this area.
Yeah.
Which is great because then it also provides like a sense of community because we've met so many friends at these public parks and
the
pools.
Pool, yeah.
Yeah. We've met them. So we also have country clubs too with country club pools. There's like lots of different ways that it, I think
it feels smaller.
Yeah, and creates like community. Like it makes you get out of your house and be outside and creates this like sense of community.
For sure.
The parks. Every day we would go to a park. It was like our routine. Oh,
I love that. Like, I don't know. If I think back to like young mom with little kids, I would think park. Sometimes I would hit the park twice in a day, right? Like there were some crazy hours in there where you're like, what are we going to do until it's time for dinner?
But hey,
go to the park.
What did we do yesterday?
We stayed at the park.
We went to the park yesterday. I mean, it was cold, but we went.
The elementary school park.
Yeah.
We didn't like load them up and take them to like, I don't know,
but we
went there baby park.
For like an hour.
Yeah, it was great.
I loved it. It's so good.
Who am I kidding? It's even better now because I like sat down the whole time and was talking. Back in the day, I was like lifting people, pushing people.
I know.
Corralling people into the area.
But we would bring lunch. We would bring like sandwiches and bring lunch and our kids would eat at the park and
we'd meet a lot. Yeah.
Friends
would come.
Yes. And again, it's just like a way to like, I do think, and this isn't on my list, but I feel like we're pretty active. Like, I feel like we are active. Like McKinney in general, like it is hard no matter what time of day or night to not see people out running or cycling or all sorts of like outside activities. People are swimming laps. Like it's a very golf, tennis, pickleball,
very
active
community.
Area. So I think that's good too. Like we were always outside with our kids. Safety. I mean, I'm sure there is crime here, but it's really safe.
It does feel very safe. I mean, you don't hear about it very often.
No, it feels obviously there's unfortunately crime everywhere, but it just feels like a nice, safe place to raise a family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have anything negative to say about
that. I don't either.
Yeah. Churches, which is important.
Yeah. There are so many churches here in McKinney, no matter what denomination you are, your family aligns with, you could find a church for you. Just kind of like the schools, like you have a wide variety and.
Yeah. It really does. It's like a sense of community, lots of different, lots of different churches and lots of different places to connect with people.
Yeah.
Okay. What's up next?
Okay. Community areas.
So I was thinking like we have like PSA, I'm just going to say it. We have so many like sports community areas where you can sign your kid up for a team. We have the YMCA. We have lots of different areas where
there's that like tennis program that's here in McKinney.
Yes. You know, for years we were members of a gym that also though facilitated lots of different like
camps.
Yes.
Sports. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you have lots of options here.
Lots of options for kids or adults or seniors. Like Because I think too, we've touched on this. There's like several senior communities in here. There's some like condos. There's some neighborhoods that aren't senior only, but because of like the size of the lots and where they're located, it's like their senior living area. And not senior, but just people that don't have young kids.
Typically purchases those homes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we should start playing tennis when we're seniors. Because it would...
That might be the most realistic. I really want to learn.
Me too.
In fact, when this is over, remind me to tell you who I just heard is learning how. I'm not going to say it now, but somebody told me somebody that's learning now. And I was like, gosh.
I wish we were learning now.
I do.
Okay.
But I don't think that they, I don't think they're open at 2 to 3 a.m. when that's our available time.
Okay, wait, Shay, tell us about your very favorite part of McKinney. What's next on the list?
Oh, our historic downtown. It is my favorite. And it's the part I've been coming since I was like 5 to the historic downtown.
Yeah. How big is our downtown?
Is there a way to describe it? So it is like
a block, like a city block.
There's a courthouse in the middle.
Yeah.
And it's a square. Now there are
like the legs.
Streets. Yeah. There are legs that run off the square that are amazing, but there is an actual square. Like you drive in and you can only go one way around it. And what I love is so many of the places on our square were there when I was little, like Doug and Linda's and Spoons and the Pantry. So it's not like overturning with new stuff all the time. It's like Charla's. These businesses Rick's, have been here forever. Rick's, I don't know if Rick's was, it's been a long time, but like they've been there a long time. I don't have this written down.
Oh gosh.
I'm going to just start naming the kind of stores because it really should be like in a Hallmark movie, Hallmark Channel. If you're listening, the next one should be set. We have several diners. Okay. So let's just get diners. We have upscale dining. We have bars. We have a speakeasy. We have a British pub. We have a pizza pub. We have the yard, which is outside dining. Okay. So this is dining. I'm just naming dining, but let me get even more specific than dining. We have one of the most famous ski shops. Like people come from other states to go to the ski shop. It's called Doug and Linda's. We have a ski shop. We have an old fashioned popcorn and candy store. We have more antique stores than I could count. We have upscale boutiques. We have
a salsa shop.
We have a rare coin shop. Yes. We have a piercing parlor. I'm a frequent guest there.
I think I should stop you right there and say now Mix and Match Travel will open vacations to McKinney, Texas.
No, we don't have time.
I'm totally kidding.
We have a rare bookstore. We used to have a magic shop for the longest time. We have a paint your own pottery place. We had
Like a sports store too. Did you already say that?
Well, I said Doug and Linda's, but we have like the bicycle shop too.
Well, there's that other store that has like college.
Yes.
I don't remember the name, like, but it's like college gear
and NFL clothes, gear, like all of
salons,
that.
Salons, spa.
We have a tea shop that sells like loose leaf tea and nice like the bicycle shop.
Have you said furniture?
Oh, we've got furniture stores. Yes, we've got several. We have more the antique variety, but then we also have the upscale, like contemporary. Yeah. We have one that's like super contemporary. We have a French antique store. Guys, it's one little square and we are all crammed in here.
They also, I think just because it's like actual, there are no chains, it's actual like homeowner or not homeowners, but business owners. So I feel like they go above and beyond at holidays and anything special, right? Like there are like art festivals and, you know, spring walks and an ice cream kickoff. Like they
have the brick.
Yes. They have all different kinds of things like that that have been happening. And they really like their front window displays look gorgeous. And they really go all out to like make people want to come and visit no matter what the you know, what event is happening.
You can go down there on a random weekday in the middle of, you know, February. And it feels special. Or you could go for a big event and it feels special. It also, in a town of 200,000, it's hard to go down there and not see somebody you don't know. It makes it feel like small town because you go into a restaurant and you see your kid's teacher or a neighbor or a friend from church. I mean.
And they have a lot of events.
Okay,
too.
So start naming some of our events, like the bigger ones too.
Well, what is the one? It's not called like Battle of the Bands. That's like a college event, right? Is there one called that?
I don't know if it's
something Something music. That was happening, yes, like a music event where they close down certain streets and bands are playing. Mm-hmm. There's Oktoberfest.
So fun. It's the whole weekend.
There's Home for the Holidays, which is the weekend. It kicks like kicks off the Christmas season starting like the day after Thanksgiving. I don't know if they still do the ice cream crank off, but there used to be a big, like, you made your own ice cream and you, I don't know, they like judged it. I don't know. There was a big contest, something like that. Then there are parades. So there's the 4th of July parade. There's the Christmas parade,
which is at night and it's a light parade. So the floats are all decorated in lights and the town's all lit up. We have the tree lighting, which is cool because our mayor, who's our current mayor, but who knows, he's just our current mayor. He's also in a rock band. So like his band performs, they light the tree. It's all very fun. It's so fun.
Yeah. I don't know if they do Bike the Brick anymore, but it used to be this like cycle race.
They did.
Yes. And they, it happened the weekend of Memorial Day and it was super fun on Friday night. Like they, or Friday, I guess it went into the evening. They shut down. Again, I feel like there were bands. I feel like we have a lot of like live music happening downtown on the square. Every celebration probably has live music.
All the homes that are around our square too are older. So some of them were built in the 1800s. I mean, and for Texas history, that's old.
Yeah.
They all have character. They do a really good job. I think two of the people that live around the square, did you see before Thanksgiving, they all had the inflatable turkeys.
Yes.
Yeah. So like every home leading in, like going down that Louisiana street, every home had gigantic inflatable turkeys in their yard.
Yes.
They're just always like, doing stuff.
They also have a wine walk where you can participate in that. Yes. I do feel like the spring has something like McKinney and Bloom. Like there's some type of like Bloom Festival. There's also the farmer's market that happens in Chestnut Square, which is like a couple streets over. Yes. And we haven't even talked about Adriatica, which is like a different little community. Yes. And they also have events there. Like they have wine walks too. They have a farmer's market.
Yes. And you can do food tours. Just a side note. Our square, just like when you go to any city on a vacation, you can do a food tour. But yeah, Adriatica. So the square would be on the east side of town. Adriatica is a newer development on the west side of town. And it has a lake in the middle of it and then all sorts of shops and restaurants. And again, there is a Starbucks in there, but that's the only like chain. It's all just like individually owned restaurants.
Gym, restaurants, stores. But they have events in there as well.
Yeah. And fireworks. So we love Square. Yes. Andrew and I, our family, we go like once a week. We really, really love our square. Okay, so we talked about proximity of where McKinney is located. Why do you still live in McKinney? And why do you live where you live? Like why? Because I know why you moved here originally, but life has changed a lot. Why do you still live here?
When we moved here, probably because Tab and I both grew up in really small towns where, you know, you've lived there for long periods of time. You knew everybody's family. They knew you. You had this giant sense of community, right? And so the second we pretty much moved here, we realized in this bigger city, we were going to have to intentionally make that. Like wherever we decided to work or our kids go to school or go to church or whatever it was going to be, like we wanted to plant roots and make that community. So I feel like we've done that, which is why we're still here. I mean, Tab's job is in Dallas and he doesn't have to go in every day, but he goes in several days a week. But the real reason we stay here is because the sense of community that we've built.
Yes.
In the last 16 years.
Mine would be a little different in the sense that like I grew up, you know, where it was bigger. So I drove further. In the bigger town, my school wasn't in my neighborhood.
Right? Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So I felt.
Yeah. It was like a 15 minute drive.
Oh yeah. Like you get on the freeway. Like it's not close. So I wasn't seeking community, nor was I expecting it. I was expecting.
Oh, it was like a nice surprise.
It was. And then I got here and I'm like, wait, everybody kind of lives within the same little area. Like I wasn't used to that. Like everybody goes to school and grocery shops and lives within like the same two blocks. So then it created this sense of community I was not expecting and hadn't had. And I loved it.
I remember the towns that are north of us, I remember going to like a Friday night football game and thinking like, wow, the whole city shows up. Like they have this amazing sense of community. But now on the flip, I mean, they totally do. I'm not downplaying that. But now that our kids are involved in school and we've built that sense of community where we are. When we go on Friday nights to the football game, now granted, the whole city isn't coming out because we wouldn't fit. But when I'm looking around, I mean, we see people that we know and our little part of McKinney is there. Like we have those same feelings. It's just on a different scale.
Yes.
That's something that...
And I wasn't expecting it.
No, me neither. Yeah. I just remember thinking like, we'll never have that, which kind of stinks. But once you get involved, you totally have it. It's just a different vibe, you know?
And that's what I think is kind of like, for lack of a better word, the magic of McKinney is that it's big, but that yet you go to a Friday night football game and it feels so small and intimate.
Yes.
Okay, wait, you said something that was not on our list. I don't know how this should have been like a 10-minute conversation.
What did I say?
McKinney has the biggest, most expensive high school stadium in the world.
The world.
Yes.
Whoa. Yes. Okay.
Yes. So, and how many years have it was built? What, maybe 4 years ago? We've had maybe four football seasons.
Maybe so. Three or four.
Yeah, it was like $70 million stadium that all three high schools in our city use. And it's really beautiful and pretty spectacular. So.
It is. It is. We always get season tickets and Friday nights, some Thursday nights are really fun.
So fun. It is really cool to know that like our kids one day are going to be in that stadium, whether they're in the band or cheerleaders or football, it's drill team. It's really pretty. But we made like national news. The stadium did back when it first opened. It was a huge deal.
Cause right before that, like a neighboring town had built one. And then when we built ours, we like, you know how people do, they like go a little bit bigger and a little bit better. So I'm sure at any moment, somebody's going to outdo us, but for the second or, you know, right now for in the moment, we like hold the title. So
we're enjoying it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I thought of one last just McKinney thing, and Erica, I've lived here 16 years. I see this usually multiple times a week, but it gets me every time, every single time, the hot air balloons.
I know. I knew you were going to say that. I mean, I think it's super cool. We look at them, we point them out. Yes, absolutely. My neighbor across the street, have we talked about this? There was a parachute, not a parachute.
Hot air balloon.
A hot air balloon got really low in her backyard. And so she communicated with them and then they purchased a hot air balloon ride and like went up. And
did they enjoy it?
Yes, they loved it. They said it was so cool.
You can tell when they're going to be in the air, right? Like it's always, I mean,
it's like perfect weather.
Perfect weather. And it's almost always really early in the morning. I mean, like 6:30, like super early in the morning or, you know, in the evening before the sun sets. But if I look up and I'm like, it's early and maybe I'm taking my kids to school and there is not a cloud in the sky and the sun is coming up, I just know like, okay, look around, you'll see. And you'll almost always spot one.
Why is that? Why do we have so many hot air balloons? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, I probably should have done my deep dive.
I should have too. I have no clue.
Plano, which is a neighboring town, they always have their annual balloon festival. I think it has become a thing in McKinney. But when I say like last weekend, I mean, it's super normal, but last Saturday there were four. Just, I was going on my run and it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we do our homes. You can see them from all over McKinney.
Yeah.
But our homes are around a really pretty lake. And I do think they probably come to our area.
Get closer to see like a good little scenic view.
Sometimes you can even hear them before you see them.
Yes. That's cool too. Yeah. Like in the backyard a couple of times we've heard them.
It makes this like whooshing sound as you know, the fire comes on or whatever, the flame is lit and it fills it up. It's really cool. And it doesn't matter how many times I see it, I get like super excited. Sometimes they're way, way, way high, but sometimes, you can count the people that are on there. Like you can get really close to them.
Yes.
It's super cool. So just when McKinney couldn't get better, it has hot air balloons dotting the sky on a regular basis.
Okay. Well, Shay and I clearly have a deep love of our town, McKinney, Texas, and we hope no matter where you live that you feel as strongly about your city or your town.
Yeah. You know, it helps, and my encouragement would be, I love to shop at like and eat dinner at like chains and name brand places, but if you do invest in those smaller restaurants and smaller businesses, which I know we do here in McKinney, it makes it so much more personal. So I encourage you to shop small and locally in your town, get to know the shop owners and the restaurateurs and things like that. It does really make it feel like a community.
Yes. Okay. Well, time for reader questions. You ready?
McKinney. Yeah, I am ready. Are you going to read them to me again today?
Yeah, I'm going
to
read them to you.
Okay.
I put them on a note in my phone. Hold on one second.
Oh, we've got such a sophisticated system here.
Yeah, post-it notes. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever accommodated a vacation destination request from your kids?
Me? Yeah, all the time.
Okay. Do you want to tell us about it? Explain it.
I feel like, yes. I mean, what we know, our kids are, the conversation of travel comes up daily with our children, right? Because we're in the travel industry. We're talking about it all the time. We're, I don't know, it's just in conversation our kids pick up and hear. So I would say it's not unusual. I wouldn't think, because travel is a big part of our families because of our occupations. But yeah, my kids, I'm not going to say, but like where we're going this summer was 100% a Kensington idea. So she had this idea. She wanted to go. That's where we're going this summer. So that's what jumped out at me first. But yeah, I think that we do. My kids are always saying like, oh, let's go on a cruise this spring break, or let's go do this, you know, spring break. And Andrew and I really, since they're older, we try to lean into that as much as we can.
I think we don't lean into it as much. I think Tav and I have ideas, and like we're the ones that have the budget in mind. So they'll say, but I would say a lot of times they're saying the same place, right? Like Nixon wants to go skiing. Ebby Lee wants to go to the beach. So like we know that that's always going to be their argument or like what they're choosing. So we just try to, I don't know, kind of change it up so we're not pleasing one kid all the time.
See, we do it different, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Next question. Do you have any advice for a single woman looking for Mr. Right?
Okay.
I know this is one of those.
It's been a long time since I was a single woman looking for Mr. Right, but I think what I would say is don't settle.
Yes, that's good.
I think that's what I would say. I think you, whoever you are, deserve Mr. Right or deserve to be happy in yourself, and just don't settle for anything short of that. I don't think any woman needs to settle for anything short of that. And my favorite place to look for any relationship is church, right? Whether it's a friend or a community for your kids. I love a church. And if your church doesn't have a singles program, or it doesn't, you know, engage a lot of men, maybe your age that you're interested in, I think like then go to another church and do some activities, and maybe you don't have to change churches, but go participate in some things they're doing. I was dating way before online dating, but I'm also like, do that, like app date or whatever it is these days, you know.
App date. I feel like we definitely don't know the terminology for what it's called these days. But you know what else I would say? They should go check out Kelly's Corner Singles. I don't know the name, but we'll link to it.
We'll put it in the show notes. Our friend Kelly Stamps, she has this, it's private, so the whole world isn't going to look at it. It's private online dating Instagram account. And how many people have gotten married?
Like 40, over 40.
It's insane. So
incredible.
Yes, we will link to it. It's Kelly's
Singles. I would say check that out for sure. Probably I know this piece of advice is like, well, that's easy to say, kind of a little bit harder to do. But I would also say like, try your best to be happy and content with how you are as a single woman. And even though like you're yearning for a husband or the family or whatever, I would say do everything you can to like enjoy your life, live it to the best, that kind of thing as a single woman.
Yeah. You're asking two women that have been with their husbands since they were 20, which makes this hard.
I know.
But you know, if there are hobbies you want to pursue,
travel.
Pursue it. Maybe find
someone to go on a trip with.
Maybe you'll meet him doing those things.
Yeah.
So.
But we're also going to link her.
Yes.
Her Instagram, because.
Yes.
That might be good. Okay. Next question. What's your favorite healthy go-to lunch?
Yeah,
something. I feel like you're going to say a meatball.
I had that just a minute ago.
Did you really? What are the odds?
I don't know that it's healthy. This is what I do.
No, healthy's always tricky.
I get like salads from Trader Joe's, and then I get frozen things. And so for lunch, I'll have like one quesadilla and I'll make a salad, or I'll have, you know, two taquitos and I'll make a salad, or a couple of meatballs and I'll make a salad. And then that's what I have. But I make my salads good. I'll put pistachios on them and, you know, peppers. I like mine to be spicy, red onion, anything I have to make it like super flavorful. And then I always put buffalo wing sauce on it because that's like a ton of flavor, but not like a heavy dressing. I don't know. I do a salad, like a wrap, anything to go with it. I need something heartier mostly than just a salad. Yeah. But yeah, what about you?
My favorite, again, I don't know how healthy this is, but my favorite thing to eat for lunch is just leftovers. Like whatever we had the night before, like today, I just ate two cheesy ranch tacos for lunch. Again, I'm not sure how healthy that was, but I added salsa, tomatoes, some onions. It was perfect.
I think what you and I, we bond over so much, but we both enjoy a hearty lunch. We're not girls that don't.
If I don't eat enough at lunch, then I'm really hungry the whole day. But like those two tacos, I'll be good.
Yeah.
Until.
It's a nice hearty lunch.
Okay. Was that four or three?
I don't remember.
No, it was three.
It was three.
Okay. Last question. Do you have any tips on prioritizing marriage while parenting?
Oh, you want to go first?
Yeah. I mean, I guess this is not like some great answer, but I would just say you have to make time for each other. Like your kids have to know that dad comes first.
Yes.
So however that can look, whether, I mean, I think we've talked about this on the podcast before, but years and years ago when we did not have it in our budget to go on a date night and pay a sitter, we kid swapped.
Yes. Yes.
So like we would watch the Shoal kids and they would go to dinner or go on a date night, or maybe even just hang out at home without kids. And then we would flip flop and then we would do it. And so that was a really great way to do it a little more economically.
Yeah.
Is that something?
I think so. I think first of all, Eric and I, we try really hard to give just the seasons in life grace. And there's some seasons where it's just hard. Like your kids are sleeping well because they're up all night.
I thought you were talking about me because I don't sleep well. Sorry, go ahead.
We're saving that for Enneagram part two. But you know, like there's just harder seasons, right?
Yes, yes.
You have a kid that's like chronically sick or, you know, you're just, there are harder seasons. I always try to like, let's just give grace through the season. Do the best we can, right? Let's just do the best we can. But for sure, Andrew needs to come before my kids. And we tell them that like jokingly and lovingly, but we're always like, no, like he comes first. He's my number one. And because if that's not good, I can't be a good mom to you. I have to be good with Andrew and then I can be like an even better mom. So you just have to do it. Some things in life you just have to do.
Well, in the season thing that you talked about, granted, who knows, maybe this coming up season will be our toughest yet, but right now, if you ask me our hardest season, I would say when Ebby Lee was one and Nixon was a baby. Like that was our toughest season. So probably back then I wasn't going on a lot of date nights. You know, it's easier now.
Yeah. It's easier now.
Yeah.
Those were good questions.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I hope people liked this episode. I hope you learned a little bit about McKinney. Come visit McKinney.
Yeah, for sure.
We would love to have you. Yeah. And I think that's all. That wraps up this episode of The Bestie Breakdown.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you next time.
Bye.
The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Scholl.
It's produced by John Reinhart at Free Dream Studio.
We love emails.
Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com.